Dean had been trailing his hand in the cool water while they drifted, but he suddenly jerked it out.
Something touched it.
Fish?
Felt big. Sort of rolled under the boat.
The Emperor Pike.
Maybe.
Yehu leaned over the stern, shading his hand to try to see beneath the broken surface.
I thought I saw something as well, but...
Without any further warning, something lunged beneath the bottom of the dory and turned it over, tipping everyone into the lake. Ryan was beneath the surface of Champlain Lake, his mouth open, inhaling the chill water. He felt something brush against his legs, and he instinctively kicked away. His hand pushed at the creature that had turned them over with such effortless ease, and he felt the roughness of scales. The depths around him sucked and swirled as the huge fish whipped its tail back and forth, propelling itself out of sight. There had been a momentary blurred glimpse of a silvery body, narrow and lean, and a head that tapered like an alligator's. Ryan guessed it was the big pike that they'd talked about. But this one was truly enormous, well over 20 feet long. Ryan broke the surface, immediately treading water and looking around to try to get his bearings. The gleaming underside of the boat was less than 10 yards away from him, but the strong wind was already pushing it in a southerly direction. Ryan counted heads. He checked Dean, his hair pasted to his skull, already kicking out toward the overturned dory. Doc, his sword stick between his strong teeth, was doing the breaststroke beside the boy. JB and Mildred were a little farther away, nearer the land. The armorer had his fedora clutched in his left hand, the Uzi over his shoulder. Something moved past Ryan, only a few feet below him, something that reminded him of the hideous power of the Great Whites that they'd encountered before. Calvin appeared close by the boat and turned to grin at Ryan. Then, the giant muti fish came up directly below him. Rows of jagged teeth clamped shut around Calvin's midriff. Calvin's head jerked back and forth as the pike shook him like a terrier with a rat. Blood gushed from his mouth, and one of his eyes literally burst from its socket with the awesome pressure. As suddenly as it had appeared, the pike vanished. Calvin's right arm, its fist clenched, was the last thing to disappear beneath the bloodied surface of the lake. Ryan trod water, easing the stire across his back. He checked that Christy was also there. She'd reached the boat and was managing to hang on to the planking. Her long, red, sentient hair gripped her skull so tightly that it looked like a bathing cap of crimson silk. Yehu was there as well, his ponytail undone, his eyes wide and blank with shock. The other young woman, Nancy, was crying, barely keeping afloat a few yards behind Ryan, farther away from the dubious safety of the wrecked dory.
Michael!
Michael wasn't in sight, though it was possible he'd come up behind the hull of the boat. Dorothy was also missing. They'd been sitting together in the bow, along with the nets. It crossed Ryan's mind that they might have gotten tangled in them. Christy gave Dean a leg up so that he was able to perch on the pitching dory, looking all around.
Michael's not there, Dad!
Ryan lifted himself as high as he could, but from his position, the wavelets were too high and choppy for him to be able to see more than a few yards. For a moment, he thought that he saw something, a looping, glistening coil covered in iridescent scales thicker than a man's waist, breaking the surface and then vanishing again. He remembered that Dorothy had mentioned there were muti eels in the lake. Fighting not to betray too much of his fear, Ryan began to kick his way toward the boat.
Everyone try and climb on!
Dean was rocking from side to side, his arms outstretched like a tightrope walker.
What about Michael?
Can't do a thing.
We can turn the boat. If we all get together, it's safer in than out, with the Emperor Pike looking for a new meal.
Christy was pointing, her green eyes staring in horror.
There's an eel, Ryan, closing in behind you!
With a considerable effort of will, Ryan managed to resist the temptation to look behind him. That single sinuous coil had been enough.
Swim! Nancy, swim!
Yehu had drawn a small skinning knife from his belt, as though he were about to plunge into the water to go to the young woman's rescue.
No!
Ryan was now close to the upturned craft. JB had just managed to clamber up the slippery wood and was sitting astride the keel, checking the Uzi, readying it to open fire.
Duck, Ryan.
Guessing that he was in the line of fire at the unseen eel, Ryan kicked up his heels and duck dived, swimming down several feet. The moment his head broke the surface again, he looked around, seeing the white, terrified face of Nancy close to him. A few yards away, there was a rolling mass of dark, gray-green scales and foaming water.